Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, all Beamer family, friends, and hopefully we have some guests online as well today. I'm Greg Peterson from lovely Southern California here in Yucaipa, enjoying a 50-degree morning, sun shining, and no wind. And with me as my co-host today is Mark Gilowitz. Mark, are you there?
I am indeed, Greg. Thank you. And I'm calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm at my health and wellness clinic here in the Better Brain and Body Human Optimization Center, where we use the Beamer technology. And there's also a lot of healthcare practitioners and doctors in the building here that use the Beamer. And it's just a great place to be. As you know, Beamer is just amazing as far as allowing the body to heal itself.
That is incredible. I have to admit, I need to get out your direction here. Naturally, it would be in the spring or summertime, but get out there, come visit, and check out your facility. It sounds amazing. Now, whether I can say that three times really fast is another chore and a half, but you know what? I would be up for the challenge. But I want to just really welcome everybody here as the holidays are approaching. We really hope that everybody can share a little something that might touch another person's life. And so we are here at Testimonial Tuesday. And so what we do is we listen to other people's testimonials, what the Beamer has done for them or how it has touched their life. And with that, we want to make sure that everything is compliant. And what do we mean by that? Compliancy means that there's no mention of disease names that are common in the medical field. So, for example, instead of saying diabetes, we can say blood sugar issues, so on, and different things. Just use general as such. There's no mention of drug names or the use of words like pain, cured, treatment. Now, instead of pain, you could just use discomfort. Beamer does not diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. What Beamer does is it works on the blood flow, and it's a magic of our bodies that we watch progress, and it truly is amazing. And the last thing is that we do not give our own protocols or usage tips because there are no protocols with Beamer. We have a basic plan that we follow, and like Mark, you know, like I tell people, I go, we have scientists that are in those white lab coats, that are in these labs for over 20, 25 years now, doing these studies with multi-million dollar equipment, and they've been able to come up with a very basic plan that works. And how am I going to think that I'm going to step up to the plate and go, oh, no, I think this works better because I think it would. So let's just know that the science is backed. We have well over a million users out there, and we are absolutely having a blast watching what it does for people. And I know that if a person, well, I'll leave it up to you, Mark. You want to let people know how they can get on board here and how they can share?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're listening to us, then you know how to get on board. But if you want to ask a question or share your testimony, it's real easy. Just press 1 on your phone to get in the queue, and that's all you do. And once again, we're in the you know, the season of being thankful, we just had Thanksgiving, and now there's Christmas, which is giving. And you know what? Whenever you give your testimony, it's a gift to other people because it's going to inspire them. It's going to encourage them. It's going to build them up. So hopefully y'all will get inspired and want to share your testimony for others to hear.
There you go. So what we do is we press the number 1 on our phone. That puts you into the queue. It registers on our side, and then we can call you forward to do a testimonial. And, Mark, we have somebody already.
All right.
Yeah.
Contestant
we have
number
a,
one.
We have 434. 434, you are live on Blog Talk.
Well, hello, Greg and Mark. Thank you so much for doing what you do. We all really appreciate it. This is Anne from Charlottesville, Virginia, and I have had my Beamer for almost 5 years now, and I am so grateful that we made the decision to bring it into our lifestyle. I had digestive issues that were pretty serious and getting more serious, but they're all completely cleared up. And not to mention the energy that I have. I'll be 64 in January, and I'm looking forward to feeling better and better because that's the way the Beamer's been working with me. But I would like to hear from anybody today if they have any testimonies they can offer about improvement in their sleeping. I would really like to hear them today if somebody has any. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
And
hey, Greg,
I think
that in the past we've had a show that had a lot of sleep testimonials. So you just have to go back and go to the archives and see, just listen to them.
I'll do that. Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark. And another thing that you brought up there is that the Blog Talk Radio, these are recorded, and if we are able to maintain compliancy, then they maintain the recordings of these, and a person can go back and they can listen to the recordings of past shows. So that is awesome that you brought that up. And I think, Anne, probably, because we're starting to have people pop on here. Mark, can you see? We have someone? And I see that we have a 208. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. David Olson calling from Idaho.
Hey there, David.
Hey, Dave.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good. You like always, David. You are always an inspiration.
Ah, you're kind. For the benefit of that most recent caller, that's really what made me think that the Beamer was working. When I was introduced to this 5 years ago through my father's end-of-life journey, you know, I had got it into his life and had witnessed a really great experience, and it prompted me to start using it myself. But honestly, in the first 6 to 8 weeks, I had feared that I had got my father a placebo device because he was having a great experience, but I wasn't feeling anything. I realized, however, though, you know, for 20 or 25 years, I had not remembered my dreams. So I just really didn't dream. I felt like I slept well, but I didn't either dream or didn't remember my dreams. And it was 6 or 8 weeks into Beamering that suddenly I was having like full technicolor, like little kid-like dreams. And, you know, I knew it didn't necessarily mean I was getting a greater depth of sleep, but wasn't it interesting that I didn't remember dreams for 20 or 25 years? I didn't make any other adjustments in my lifestyle whatsoever other than Beamering twice a day, and within 6 to 8 weeks, I was dreaming every single night. And it's been that way for 5 years. So, you know, pretty extraordinary. And then, of course, as an athlete, just the recovery, you know, that Greg and Mark, you guys experience too. When you train, you recover so much more quickly. And as we advance in age, it's such a gift. But for me, the biggest thing in the beginning was just the fact that it had affected my dreams in such a positive way. So thanks, Beamer. Thanks, guys, for what you do. Have a good Tuesday.
Thank you, Dave.
David, want to thank you. And And I don't know if everybody knows, but David is also one of our amazing academy directors that goes in and helps instruct at academies. So if you guys are out there and you have new people that are going to be signing on and need to do an academy, you make sure you look for his name attached, and you are going to get an education above and beyond anything out there. So, David, thank you so much for everything that you do.
Thanks for the
kind
words,
Greg.
And
he hosts Block Talk on
day.
Wednesdays. Yep. Thanks, Dave.
Yes. Yes. All right. Bye-bye, gentlemen.
Okay. All righty. Mark, we have another individual on a 207-207. You are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Jeff from Lancaster area of Pennsylvania.
Greetings.
Hey, Jeff.
Greetings. I got a sort of like a two-part testimonial. I've had my Beamer since June of 17. This past February, I was diagnosed with a poor immune system, had to have an operation, had a piece taken out of me, felt no ill effects from recovery the day I left the hospital. I took one pill that afternoon, and the next day I took no more pills. And then I was out swinging a golf club a couple weeks later, when I was supposed to be recovering, relaxing, and recovering all the time. But and then just recently, as of yesterday, I went in and had pictures taken of my parts of my body that we all do when we get older, and we have to prep for it the day before, just to give you an idea what I had done yesterday, what procedure I had done. And I woke up from that and I was feeling great. I had no ill effects at all. And, you know, they gave me snacks and water to eat and drink. And 20 minutes later, I was out of the hospital. And a half hour later, I was at a dining facility ordering pizza. So I had no ill effects at all, you know. So what was supposed to be an afternoon. Go ahead.
How long have you had your Beamer, Jeff?
Since June of 17. So 3.5 years.
Yeah. So if somebody were to say, hey, can I borrow it for a couple months, would you let them borrow it?
No, I'd give them my rental unit. I'd give them my rental unit or say, nope, sorry. Even though, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad test just to go without it for a little while. But, no, I probably wouldn't.
There you go. Well, that's awesome, Jeff. Thank you so much for sharing on that. Mark, do you
You're
have
welcome.
Anything to add?
I just want to say that as far as taking it away, I've had two doctors that tried the Beamer, and they got great results. And then they're like, maybe it's a placebo effect. And then after a couple of weeks, they're like, can I borrow that again just to make sure it's not a placebo effect? And they tried it again, and they both got a Beamer. And I promise you, there is no placebo effect. When you open up those capillaries and you have oxygen nutrients getting to cells and waste being removed and ATP production going on, and you have cellular energy and you're sleeping better, you can't placebo that. So, great testimonial.
Yeah, no, that is awesome. And when I put in the heading for our show today, I put in as our holiday shares. And with that, Mark, I was wanting to share an experience I had this last week with Beamer and how Beamer has changed my life. And many of you may not know that I've been a paramedic for over 30 plus years. And for 6 of those years, I also flew with the local sheriff's department on the helicopter, doing all the rappels and extractions where we used the ropes from the bottom of the helicopter to remove injured hikers and downed aircraft, and you name it, we went on it. And then also out here in Southern California, San Bernardino County is the largest county in the nation. We've got a lot of desert land and a lot of playgrounds out there that people are using all sorts of different toys to be out on. And there was one beautiful sunny afternoon, and we got the call to take off. And this is something where we run out and we hop in the helicopters. Everything is all charged up, ready to go. Everything's stocked properly. You feel and smell the jet fuel, and you know you're off on an adventure. Well, we go out, and we go out into the desert, and here's a wonderful young family out there, and their 16-year-old son had been driving one of those three-wheelers, Honda three-wheelers, had lost control and went into some rocks. So we get there, and we look at him, and he's got the fear in his eyes, and he's mentioning he can't feel his arms or his legs. And so we work him up. We do the full assessment. We fly him down to the trauma center, and both my partner and I, my partner's a nurse, and we know what the lifestyle is going to be for this young man. Well, a couple years later, I am on the ambulance, and I happen to run on a call for an individual that is having some issues, complications for an individual that's a paraplegic. And so we get there, and sure enough, it's that young man. And so I got to meet the family again, and we had good conversation and finding out how things were going, and things weren't going well. You've got to, he's 18 now and just doesn't have that much will to live. And later to find out, about a year later, I found out that his will had left and he had left our earth. Well, I happened to do a three-way phone call with one of our lovely distributors here this last week. And he had a client that was a college football player that had was going to be going pro, a very nice gentleman. And he had been playing and went diving into some shallow water and broke his neck. Well, now our distributor, thank goodness, shared the Beamer with him. And now this accident had occurred like 4 years ago, so they'd already been experiencing the different things that occur when somebody has to lie motionless in bed and or in a wheelchair. He did have some movement of his shoulders. So they got the Beamer on him, and I can't do third-party testimonials, but the results were so amazing and helping resolve the issues that they were combating that it really had turned his life around. And then when this, when we shared with him the opportunity of being able to share this with others, we opened up the doors of his life. And now he's also becoming a distributor, and he is going to be able to share it with all his fellow college friends, NFL football players that he knows that he had played with previously, and we've given him the will to live. Not only is it helping him out financially, but mentally, the whole family is getting involved, and it's all because we are sharing. And I just thank God that I am able to be able to share this with each and every one of you, and I hope that you will go out and share this, because you never know whose life you may change, and to be able to give them hope, and especially over the holiday season here, there is so much that we can give others that we are not even aware of. So all I can say is press one, share your testimonials, let's continue to touch other people's lives, and you will watch the magic of Beamer occur each and every day. So
wow,
here you go.
Great story, inspiring. Beamer would make a great Christmas present.
There you go. And I've had people actually do that, that have had the Beamer, and they are now looking at getting it for their family members. So yep. Let me know which family I can get adopted by, because I would sure like to have some more Beamers.
Yeah.
So, Mark, with that, I would love to have people. All you have to do, folks, is press number one on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue. And we would love to hear your testimonial of how Beamer has changed your life. All you have to do is press one on your phone. So while we're waiting for people to do that, Mark, are there any things that you would like to share? Additional items that you've experienced in facility?
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about Christmas time and giving gifts. Beamer is the gift that keeps on giving. You purchase it once, and it's a gift that you and your whole family can use every day, not just for weeks, months, not even years, but decades. I was doing a Beamer session in a doctor's office, and one of the people there, I think it was a nurse practitioner, she's like, I've had a Beamer for 18 years. I'm like, no, it's probably not a Beamer. And she goes, no, it's a Beamer. She actually, a family member bought it in Germany, and it was still working 18 years later. I was just talking to Peg Casey, who hosts on Blog Talk, and she was talking to a gentleman down in Florida just this past week, and he's had his Beamer for 12 years, and it works great 12 years later. So this is truly the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow. That is,
yeah.
And it's amazing where people don't realize either that when you buy a Beamer and let's say it gets upgraded, you're going to be able to upgrade it for free, because a lot of people don't realize on the side of our box there's a USB port, and they will be able to upgrade everything in their system for free if they have purchased their Beamer legitimately through a distributor.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. Hey, I see we have someone who's logged in here. We have a 713. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Sandra in Houston. I didn't think you were going to need me to kickstart some of these, you know, shy people into pushing one, but I guess you do. So I love being on the show, and thank you, and for bringing it to the high sight of the awareness of the gifts that we do have to share. And I am so blessed that somebody shared Beamer with me 4 years ago. It took me a year to see the light. And make up my purchase when I saw that 2-minute blood flow video that we all love. And, you know, to have Beamer in your life every day and change it in a way where you have energy, sleep well, as you were saying, there's no price. What is the value of that? I don't know that it has a price. And then to be able to share Beamer with other people and change their lives, I think is one of the most rewarding aspects that we can have. So I love my Beamer and wouldn't let it go for anything.
Hey, Sandra, what is the biggest thing, if there was one thing that stands out the most on this, what would it be?
Peace of mind and energy.
Uh-huh.
Mental peace of mind and inner. It's too hard to say one thing. That's the problem. It's just being able to go to sleep well, not worry about the chronological aging, and you know, and in this world of this virus. To have the peace of mind knowing that got Beamer working for me, it's priceless.
There you go. No, yep. That is awesome. I'm glad you let me put you on the spot there, Sandra.
Well, Greg, you did. Thank you for sharing your story.
Hey, Sandra, can you stay on for just another moment?
Sure.
I'm going to do something special for you. I've got a question for you. Do you have Casey Conrad's new book, Smart Start?
I do not have it yet.
Okay. I'm going to do something special. Greg, if you can write down Sandra's phone number and then give it to me after the show. And, Sandra, I'm going to text you, and I want you to text me your address. And as a Christmas present, I'm going to send you a copy of Casey's new book, Smart Start. It is an amazing book. And
you are so special. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
I've been saying to myself, I need to order one of these. And thank you. Merry Christmas to me.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Mark.
You know what? You are so faithful. You're probably the faithfulest Beamer caller. You are listening every show. You call in. You make such a big difference to the show and to everybody. And I almost feel like you're a co-host at times. Maybe, you know, we're going to make you an honorary co-host of Blog Talk. But thank you so much for all of your heart and your dedication. And, yeah, I want to get a copy of this book out to you before Christmas.
I love that. Thank you. I will think of you when I read it, for sure. And I love Casey.
Okay. Yeah, if anybody wants a copy, you can go to her website, which is helpinghandsgratefulhearts.org. And it also goes to a good cause, the purchase of the book. And, yeah, so, Greg, if you get her phone number, I'll send that out to her.
Yep. I've got it written down here, and I've got Casey's book here right by my side as well. So it is definitely worth the read, and it really helps those out that are involved with Beamer. And so, yes, it's Helping Hands, Grateful Hearts, plural, .org. HelpingHandsGratefulHearts.org. And all the proceeds from the sales of these books go to help build homes for underprivileged in, I believe, Guatemala. 100% of the profits go to that. None of it goes to administration. So you're helping in so many ways on that. So thanks for bringing that up, Mark.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take care, Sandra.
All right.
Okay. Next up, we have a 731. 731, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Mark. Larry Elks here.
Hey there, Larry.
Hey. Yep. First of all, I normally start my testimony off by just a comment. And we're kind of following through with that or very much into this comment. Because if you do anything excessive or negative to your body, whether it's an illness, an accident, sports, profession, lifestyle issue, sooner or later you're going to pay a price for it. And that can be either whether you're doing positive things or negative. You're going to get a result out of it. And I was no exception. I've worked a little bit with Mark, and I usually tell him I'm going to give him my short list. I had a head injury, a broken thumb, and a shoulder damage from racing motorcycles. I had knee injuries from basketball, football, and softball. I had a back injury from a car accident, flying C-130s in the Air Force. Really kind of exasperated it, made it even a lot worse. I had a broken neck from a diving accident, and I had a lot of hip discomfort and chronic inflammation, probably from a little bit from all of those that I just mentioned. And I retired out of the military, and at 58 years old, it seemed like all this came together and the wheels came off. I spent 5 years hardly able to get out of a chair, slept on the floor getting about 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. I had major head discomfort. I was miserable. I was depressed. And I had, through some really stressful times, lost my mother and my dad in a very short period of time, and my best friend. It basically ended up with a heart rhythm issue that that would almost stop me in my tracks about four or five times a day. That was the same thing that actually had taken my dad's life. He had he was on a blood thinner and actually fell, hit his head, and bled out. And I was headed down that same road. I found some ways to help these issues. I got very proactive and looking at a lot of different things, but it never really worked to the level that I wanted it to until one day I got a call from a friend of mine who asked me to do some research on a thing called the Beamer. And I'd done a lot of research on cellular health, and when I started reading about this and researching it, all of a sudden it was like I had a major epiphany. I mean, it was the answer to what I'd been looking for, and so I bought the Beamer sight unseen. I'd never been on one, never touched one. I'd just done a lot of research on it, and it was just overwhelming, plus the fact that NASA was approving it and using the technology, and I had worked worked for a year with NASA when I was in the Air Force. It changed. The Beamer changed a lot of things. It made everything I was doing work better. And now I'm 73 years old. I take no medications. My inflammation's under control. The issues with neck, shoulders, and back are gone, are very manageable. I'm still 73, and I still have all these issues, but they are very, very, very manageable. I sleep all night, and I dream in color. For that lady who was asking about dreaming, it really is amazing how my sleep changed. And I hardly ever have a head issue anymore. And, the heart rhythm issue, it's gone after 2 months on the Beamer.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm speechless.
It isn't what our bodies are capable of doing when we give them the tool, give our bodies the tool to actually do what it was truly meant to do. And that's the magic of it. And that's why they say, and this is what I had a hard time grasping at first, when I would do a presentation and I would read our disclaimer form and say, Beamer doesn't diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. I was like, well, I might as well pack things up and leave, because obviously nobody's going to want to do anything now with what we have to share. But then when I realized that Beamer was the tool to help our bodies do what our bodies were meant to do, and then seeing the magic of what our bodies are capable of doing, that's when the real magic begins. And it is just, I love hearing these testimonial stories, because it just opens up my eyes more and more of what our bodies are capable of doing. Don't you agree, Mark?
Oh, absolutely. And I've heard Larry's testimony before, and he really is the poster child for, even though he's 72, he's a poster child for Beamer, and how this can, you know, change a life, save a life, turn a life around, and give somebody hope. And you know what? I'm giving a book to Sandra for her faithfulness, for calling in and listening to all these shows, and I'm going to give another book away to Larry for probably one of the best testimonials that I've ever heard. Unless you can top Larry's testimony, he's getting a book today. So Larry, I've got your phone number. I'll get your address from you, and I'll be shipping out Casey Conrad's new book, Smart Start, to you as a Christmas present.
Well, thanks, Mark. That's kind of you. Merry Christmas.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
Larry, take care.
Thank you.
I have a feeling that Larry is an adrenaline junkie as well there, Mark. Just there's something telling me. But that is unbelievable.
Evel Knievel has nothing on him.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. Well, let's see here. We've got a few minutes left. I see we have someone from 509. 509,
come on, Bill.
You are live on.
Come on in. Hi.
509.
Oh, well.
Live on Blog Talk.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Patty and Bill. I roped you into doing this so I didn't have to do it. Anyway, call and say hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
hi, Bill.
I just want to say thank you to Beamer for the what it's done for our love life. I didn't realize how many men resort to the purple pill for their love life to be improved. And we've really been grateful for what the Beamer's done for our love life. And my husband will tell you about he has a sliding hiatal hernia and a flap that doesn't shut
okay.
on his esophagus. So he battles with, oh, wait, I guess I'm not supposed to say that. Anyway,
yeah.
He used the Beamer down his, I'll let him tell you about it.
Well, maybe you say the word, huh?
Yeah. No, on your, about your, the information.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm 72 years old, and I don't regret being 72, except that the body doesn't always function the way it did as I when I was in my 20s and 30s. But as far as my acid reflux, I do have a hiatal hernia that gives me a lot of trouble, a lot of acid reflux, and that's an ongoing thing.
The inflammation.
The Beamer has apparently. Near as I can tell, it's reduced in the inflammation in my esophagus. I still have the reflux. I still have the acid that I've always struggled with because my stomach slides up and down in my esophagus. And I guess that's just kind of an ongoing thing. But the inflammation is much less than what we anticipated.
When he had one of those kind of things to look at his that area, I guess we're not supposed to use the word. He was expecting it to be fully inflamed, and the medical professional said it was very little. There was not very little inflammation, so we're thankful for that. I don't know if that gets me a free book, but that's okay. And he's going to reiterate what I was saying. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what you said
about our love life.
Remember,
guys, once again, we cannot state that we replace any type of medications or cure or diseases or anything like that. So just be very diligent on how you present
yeah.
it.
Okay.
He's never taken any of that, and I won't let him.
No, I haven't ventured any of that kind of stuff as of yet. But anyway. We're still in the ball game. Can I say it that way?
There you go. I have a feeling you guys are going to have a very merry Christmas.
Yeah, we're not dead yet, so we're still kicking and life is good.
And so. We can keep up with our 12 grandkids.
Yeah,
because we have a lot more energy.
Okay, I better stop talking before I get someone in trouble here. So okay.
I want to thank you guys. Thank you guys for sharing. We're going to let you guys go with that. And Mark, do you want to add anything there before we let them go?
Well, we have rosy cheeks now, like Santa. I just want to say, with that kind of testimony, when the guy gives it, I'm like, that could be true. But when the woman says it, you know it's true. I'm just going to leave it at that.
There.
It does.
There
it
you
does
go.
Have
and
libido
she's got,
as well. I like
got,
what it does for libido.
Okay. So, once again, we can't use medical terms or anything there.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just I'm glad to see. I'm
All
glad
right.
to see that the Beamer is working well for you. And obviously it has put some spring in your step. So you guys take care and have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Did not expect that. Yep.
No. And it's wonderful to hear people share and share from the heart and the honesty. We just really need to be careful, folks, once again. That we, do not use any type of these names, that we do not replace any type of medications, anything such as that. Okay, we really need to be careful, but My goodness, I'm sitting here with a grin on my face, and oh goodness, thank you for sharing, you guys. That was awesome. Okay, we got time. Do you want to do one more here, Mark?
Sure. If
we've got five,
we got somebody else in the queue.
We've got five. We do. We have a 805. You are live on Blog Talk.
You guys are so much fun. This is Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California, and Paso Robles to be exact. And hi, Beamer family.
Hey there.
I'm not shy, so that isn't why I don't get on all the time. I just want to hear other people's testimonials, and I don't want to be selfish because I could talk every dang day about my testimonial. I'm this grandma was run over by a pickup a little over 4 years ago, and I was a mess, and lots of doctors, lots of therapy from head to toe, and I'm perfect, and I'm 50 plus 32 years old, and I feel like I'm 20. So I'm on my way to the dentist again. I'm having severe, intense work done on my mouth. And I had extractions, and I went back, and they did a cleaning, and the tech said, "I thought you had extractions done," and I said, "Yes, I had two," and she said, "Which one?" She had to look it up. I had healed so quickly that they couldn't even tell that I had two extractions done. So that's one of the things. My blood is wonderful. I can give blood now. I wasn't able to do that before. I had fog, and I was told by a specialist that I would always be dizzy and off balance in my head. And I no longer have that since I've had my Beamer for about a year and a half. So I don't believe a doctor saying, "I can't do anything for you. You're always going to have this the rest of your life," because Beamer fixes it. I mean, Beamer helps it. I want to say that I'm just new in a group of women, well-known women in town, just a handful of women that have been going to lunch together for over 40 years. And these are leaders in the community. I was asked to join them, and I am out of nine women, two of them, 88 years old, have purchased Beamers, and it has changed their life. It has given them their life back. I wish I could talk about it, but I am so grateful to Beamer and to God and to all of you. I mean, you guys are awesome. I appreciate your show so much, and like I say, I'm so, so grateful for Beamer, for the company, for you all, for a Blog Talk. I just can't even tell you how grateful I am.
Well, thank you. And you know what, Greg, can you get her phone number as well? And
yep. And
I'm going to reach out to you, and I'm going to get you a copy of Casey's new book as well, okay?
Oh, thank you. What a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank
I
you.
Really
You're
appreciate
blessing,
it. I wanted to, yeah, I wanted to order that book, so I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
All righty. Well, we have got 1 minute left there, Mark, and I've got one item I really share quick, is that there's two parts to influence. First, influence is powerful. Second, it is subtle. You wouldn't let someone push you off course, but you might let someone nudge you off course and not even realize it. So plant the seed, share the Beamer with people, and believe it or not, you will nudge them into a direction that will change their lives. So, Mark, do you have anything further to share?
No, I just want to say God bless everybody. Keep Beamering. Merry Christmas. And, Greg, give me those two phone numbers and so I can get them out of Casey's new book.
There you go. Got it for you. Everybody, have a wonderful holiday season. share the Beamer, and please hug your loved ones and tell them that you love them. Everybody take care.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.